Welcome to Go Tell It, the First Hurst 2023 Daily Devotional for Advent. Be sure to subscribe for daily devotional episodes throughout the Advent season, November 26th through December 26th. Thursday, December 7th, Q&A. Luke 1, 34-35. And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." Mary had some questions. I think I would have had some too. How will this be? I mean, that seems like a pretty fundamental one. Though centuries of scientific knowledge and medical advancements behind modern society, the ancients had long known the essentials of what it takes for a child to be conceived. Even young, innocent Mary knew that her virginity, which she was no doubt committed to maintaining until she and Joseph came together as husband and wife, it barred her from motherhood. Gabriel, you remember, was dispatched to Nazareth by God himself to deliver the inconceivable news of the miracle he would work within Mary's womb. Perhaps her anticipated query sparked a quiver of elation within Gabriel as he thought to himself, "Oh, I was hoping you'd ask. This is the really good part." And then Gabriel patiently answered her in awestruck wonder of God's marvelous deeds. "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." I'm not so sure that cleared things up in Mary's puzzled mind, but she knew this much: the Most High God can do all that He pleases, even this. It was only in the power of the Holy Spirit that Mary could bring Jesus to the world. Apart from His power overshadowing her, what little scientific knowledge she had of conception would have been completely sufficient and accurate. This virgin simply would not have conceived. God Himself is the only power who could accomplish this great work of redemption, from Jesus' miraculous incarnation in the womb to His worthy sacrifice on the cross of Calvary to His victorious resurrection and ascension. And it's still true today that we who are now commissioned to bring Jesus to the lost, dying world can do so only in the power of the Holy Spirit. It is He who dwells sovereignly within all believers, who molds and shapes us into the image of Christ, who fills us and enables us to do His great work of ministry. He works just as powerfully and effectively in His servants today as He did in Mary, still to bring Jesus to the world. As we think and talk and pray about our call to have gospel conversations, maybe you're asking yourself Mary's question: how will this be? Perhaps you're paralyzed by fear and anxiety at the very thought of talking about Jesus in your social circles. It may be that you feel just as confused and helpless as Mary must have when Gabriel's impossible proclamation arrested her heart. You just cannot fathom how you could possibly bring Jesus to someone else in conversation. You've got questions like Mary did. What if I say the wrong thing? How do I bring up the taboo topic of sin? What if I have a literal panic attack in the moment? How could I ever point someone to salvation in Christ? How will this be? I love the reassuring statement Dr. Matt Queen shared with the First Hurst congregation in the spring of this year. If you know enough to trust the gospel, you know enough to share the gospel. Adding to that, in the end, the answer to all those questions is written on the pages of Luke's first chapter, where Gabriel calmly reassured Mary and you. "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." That promise was for Mary, and it is God's empowering promise to you as well. In the power of the Holy Spirit, you can bring Jesus to others. Trust in Him as you have gospel conversations today. Thank you for listening to Go Tell It. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Advent season through December 26th. For a printable or ebook version of Go Tell It, visit firsthurst.com/advent. Copyright 2023 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.